Good morning. This is Kanishka Sarkar, and you are tuned in to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. First up, a look at global cues. U.S. inflation data, which is the key cue to track today, came out higher than expected yesterday. U.S. CPI data rose by 0.3% on a monthly basis, while on an annual basis, it was up 3.1%. Core prices, which exclude volatile food and energy components, rose 0.4% month over month and 3.9% from a year ago. Well, the core CPI was expected to have increased 0.3% in January and 3.7% from a year earlier. So overnight in the US, this hotter than expected inflation data saw all three major indexes lose ground, with Dow Jones falling 1.35%, clocking its worst session since March 2023 on a percentage basis. The S&P 500 slid 1.3%, while the Nasdaq composite fell 1.8% to sell at 15,650. Now, Asia-Pacific markets followed suit. They tracked Wall Street losses after the US January inflation data. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index led losses in Asia, plunging 1.7% at open. Japan's Nikkei retreated from the 34-year high, falling 0.78%, while the TOPIX saw a larger loss of 1.21%. Now, oil has held on to its 7-day run of gains as traders digested contrasting outlooks from OPEC and the IEA, as well as the mixed US stockpiles report. Brent was near $83 this morning. Although OPEC's top official said global oil demand is set to grow strongly, the Paris-based International Energy Agency has flagged comfortable markets this year. Meanwhile, the domestic stock market in the previous session closed at day's high amid volatility and regained half of Monday's losses. The Nifty 50 index held on to 21,700 mark. The mid-cap index also recovered sharply, gaining about 1,000 points from lows. The Sensex, meanwhile, rose 480 points at close, whereas the Nifty gained 127 points. The Nifty Bank also shed previous session's losses and settled 1.38% higher. So it seems the PSU sector has bounced back after witnessing profit booking over the last few trading sessions. Meanwhile, foreign investors were net buyers, buying 376 crore rupees in the cash market, while domestic investors also bought 274 crore in equities. Among the stocks to track will be Adani Group companies. About a year after revising its outlook to negative on four Adani Group companies following Hindenburg's report, global rating agency Moody's Investor Services revised it back to stable. So now Moody's has revised the outlook on Adani Green Energy, Adani Green Energy Restricted Group, Adani Transmission Step 1, and Adani Electricity Mumbai to stable from negative. Next up, IRCTC reported its results yesterday. It has clocked a 17% year-on-year increase in profit at 300 crores for the December-ended quarter. Revenue from operations has grown 21% to 1,108 crore rupees. Zee Entertainment also reported its results. It has registered a 141% year-on-year rise in net profit at 58 crore rupees for the third quarter of FY24. This is despite disappointing operating numbers. The base in the third quarter was low as the profit was impacted by an exceptional loss. The revenue from operations has fallen 3% year-on-year to 2,045 crore rupees for the quarter. Nalco, Oil India, Deepak Nitrite also reported their earnings yesterday, and so the stocks are likely to see reactions. Other stocks to track are BBCL, which is likely to witness a block deal worth 450 to 500 crore rupees. Bharat Electronics has signed a contract with the Indian Navy for indigenously designed and developed a warfare suit. Lastly, GIFT Nifty was trading in the negative territory this morning, indicating a start below the 21,700 level for the Nifty. Well, those are the cues to watch out for this morning. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off.